Let's move on to our weekly talk about the world of sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill, thanks for coming in.
Anthony, good to be here.
All right, let's start with the Red Sox. They're facing off against the Toronto Blue Jays tonight, and here's how their game ended last night.
2-0. And a swing and a high fly ball, deep right field, and this game is over.
Curtis Granderson, bottom of the 10th inning there with a walk-off home run. So, Bill, the Sox had been on fire. Suddenly they're sputtering. They've lost three in a row. They were on track to win 160 games. Now what's going on?
Well, I was a little surprised you came into work today, Anthony. given it's my experience with baseball is that teams with winning streaks are rarely as good as they look, with the exception of the 75 Cincinnati Reds. And teams on losing streaks are rarely quite as bad as they look, except for the early Mets of the 60s.
Yeah, that sounds
They were that bad.
They were that bad.
The Red Sox, of course, got off to a fantastic start.
Yeah.
Everybody expected them to hit. I don't think anybody quite expected their pitching to be quite as successful as it was through that stretch of 17-4. And baseball is a game of percentages. Even a really bad team is going to win 65 games over the course of the season. Even a really good team is going to lose that many games.
Right.
So I don't think it's any reason to panic. This is a good team.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What do you make of this team early? This early in the season,
I think they're a little better than I thought they would be.
Yeah. Yeah,
as I said, I didn't think the pitching was going to be quite as dependable as it has been. And so I don't see any reason to panic. And some of these guys, even through this hot start before the three-game losing streak, some of the guys in the starting lineup are not really playing quite as well as they can, you know.
Right.
This kid playing third base.
Devers.
he can hit better than he has been this season. So I wouldn't be surprised if they went on another streak reasonably soon. I'm not sure it'll be 17-4, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him right the ship pretty quickly.
All right. Well, let's move on to the NHL because the Boston Bruins face off against the Toronto Maple Leafs in Game 7. It's the first round of the NHL playoffs. The Bruins are coming off a Game 6 loss. A game six loss to the Maple Leafs. Here's head coach Bruce Cassidy, how he addressed his team.
Do your job. Do it well. Trust the guy beside you. We've done it all year. You know, and that's kind of the mentality we got to have. First 60 minutes, we can't have the lapses. That's where yesterday the game got away from us.
So, Bill, what's your take on that? How do the Bruins avoid those lapses Cassidy was talking about?
First of all, you hate to see a series like this go to seven games, particularly in hockey, because a team that's been behind, all they need is to have the goalie be incredibly hot for one night.
Yeah.
And the Maple Leafs could move on and leave the Bruins to play golf if they have the hot goalie in Game 7. But of course, the coach is right. This has been a very solid team over long stretches of this season, and there's no reason to suppose, particularly because Game 7 is being played here in Boston, no reason to suppose that they can't win this game and move along.
Yeah, and poor Toronto hasn't won a Stanley Cup in 50 years.
Yes, and is still one of the more valuable sports franchises in the universe of same.
That's amazing.
It is.
And we all recall that incredible collapse against the Bruins a few years back in spectacular fashion, 2013. Do you think the Bruins have an edge against the Maple Leafs tonight?
Well, I don't think what happened in 2013 has anything to do with what will happen tonight, because the turnover is substantial in
hockey.
As it is in most professional sports. I think the Bruins are on solid footing. It's a shame, as I say, that it comes down to one game, because a hot goalie can beat you in one game. No matter, you can take 70 shots and if he stands on his head and stops them all, you lose anyway.
All right. So another set of playoffs coming up tomorrow at the Garden. This one on the court instead of the ice. The Celtics and the Bucks face off for Game 6 tomorrow. The Celtics beat the Bucks last night. Final score 92-87. But they lost to the Bucks on Sunday. What can you tell us about these two teams? Evenly matched? What do you think?
I think I'm going to take the Tommy Heinsohn line on this because I watched some of that game last night, and Heinsohn was apoplectic that the Celtics were not getting any of the foul calls that he felt they deserved, and the Bucks, on the other hand, were getting lots of calls that he did not think they deserved. His take was that the Bucks' strategy was to go out and be very physical and beat the Celtics up. I think what the Celtics proved last night was that they can take a punch and that they can remain in control. They were solid. Their focus didn't desert them for any length of time. They were very strong at the end of the game, made the foul shots they needed to make when the other side was – when Milwaukee was desperate. I think they're going to be fine. Again, as I said before the playoffs started, this team could have been so great if Kyrie Irving was able to still play. Mm. And that's an overwhelming thought as you look at the Celtics in the postseason. But they're fun to watch.
They're fun
to
watch.
A lot of great young players.
They lead the series 3-2, so still have a good chance here. Very quickly, we're running out of time. Rob Gronkowski says he will play for the Patriots this upcoming season. He tweeted out the news earlier today. The tweet says, "I met with Coach today and informed him I will be back for the 2018 season with the Pats." Mm. What do you make of this news?
Was there any doubt?
No, not as far as I was concerned, but what do I know?
I just feel like this was a non-story from the start. I never really felt – Gronkowski's an odd sort of character, and I think he has a certain amount of investment in presenting himself as an odd sort of character. So maybe a career in pro wrestling was a possibility, but I don't think it was a real possibility.
Well, we're going to put that non-story to bed for good right now. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only Game. It airs right here on WBUR Saturdays at 7 a.m., again at 7 p.m. He joins us Wednesdays to talk sports. Bill, as always, thank you.
My pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.